A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 29th, 2016, and this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's birthday bash and the country's food crisis.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5960 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Factionalism, and I repeat, factionalism has no space, it has no place at all in our partisan field. It should never be allowed to exist.
Kune vamwe vanovada vakaenda vachida kunoona kuti vamugabe vachiri kutonga here. Kune vamwe vatingati mafactions ariko, mabhishero zvekare. Ano dzakamati vanhu kuti vaende. Vamwe vanhu vakawandawo zvekare vakaenda nokuti kune nzara inoshura mare kumasvingo. Vaiziva kuti panotosvika mukuru wenyika nomudzimai wake ndopa vangangowanawo zuva rokuti vagutse dumbu ravo.
Ukhulumile umungameli nento ezinengi ukhulu kakhulu yekuti ebexwayisa ontanga ngoba kumele sinanzele ukubana linanga labo ntanga leli.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's birthday bash and the country's food crisis.
Mr. Mugabe celebrated his 92nd birthday with a lavish party Saturday in a region that is experiencing widespread drought and food shortages affecting 3 million Zimbabweans.
This year's festivities included concerts, parades, and parties in his honor, and reportedly cost nearly $1 million. Further incensing critics, the celebrations took place in one of the worst-stricken areas of the country, Masvingo. But Mr. Mugabe's backers say they were celebrating an icon.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number. 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Asebenzwe. Hongoka Gibbs, nasitira kuti tichitarisa nezvebavhude ravamugabe. Pane mabiko akaitwa iyo musi wemugovera. Vamugabe vakasvitsawo makore makumi mapfumbamwe nemaviri musi wa21 kukadzi. Asi kune mabiko anga achiitwa iyo kumasvingo. Asi vamwe vari kuti havana kufara nezvakaitika kumasvingo nekuti vamugabe vanenge vaipemberera asi dunhu ravanga vari rine nzara inotyisa vanhu vakawanda vari kunonga svosve nemuropo gepsi.
Kunjalo ke Blessing Zulu kalindaba lingalitshona njani lapha likhona kulangapho ngemakhaya thina ngapha siyaphila okwamagama. Udabe kudwini lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngebirthday kamongameli uRobert Mugabe. Sizwile okwenzakale khona ngale ke emasvingo lapho kade ngani kuloku gida okuthize bekulale band phela ekade tshaya Blessing yabantu kade betshaya ikwaya enye omangalisayo begida njalo begqoke i-yellow and navy. Nxa kuthiwa navy that kind of color. So kanye ngazani bekumnandi khona ngale singazi ukuthi likubone njani abanye bathi umongameli lapho utshaya eceleni ngoba ubesemasvingo lapho ngani abantu bayalamba khona. Abantu abaningi siyakwazi khona ngale masvingo indlala ibambile ngoba iziphala ngazilalutho sifuna ukuzwa ngani izulu kandaba ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu nasenombolo lifone kanye siyalifonela khona ngapho 001-202-619-2077 khulumani sizwe zulu.
And luckily today we have an in-studio guest that is human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga, who is a senior researcher with Human Rights Watch based in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Gibbs and Blessing. How are you guys?
Oh, we are doing great. And what brings you to Washington?
Yeah, work, consultations and lobbying for Zimbabwe to have a better framework for human rights respect, governance and restoration of the rule of law.
Gibbs.
I can see this T-shirt is written Human Rights Watch tyranny as a witness, right?
That's correct, yes. It means we are watching when there is tyranny, wherever it's happening. Mm-hmm. If there are abuses in Zimbabwe, Human Rights Watch is there to watch, mm-hmm. to document, and to tell the world about it.
And now the birthday, what do you think?
It's an unfortunate thing that it should have been a private event, low-key, to show solidarity with the suffering masses in Zimbabwe. But now when it is so lavish, at the cost of nearly $1 million, in a country that is facing a severe drought, some 3 million Zimbabweans will face hunger this year, it becomes an insult for the president and his sycophants to have such a lavish birthday, especially in a province like Mashingo province, where we have one of the most hit provinces in the country in terms of drought, mm-hmm. but also where we have some 20,000 people displaced by Tokwe Mkosi floods. Those victims are still living in tents in Chingwizi, in Mwenezi district. I have been there. I have stayed in those camps. I have slept among them, and I have seen it. So to then have the president visit that province only to throw a lavish birthday is to be insensitive to the plight of the suffering Zimbabweans, particularly the victims of Tokwe Mkosi floods.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And I think we are being joined by our second guest. That is Mr. Joseph Chuma, a parliamentarian and ruling party central committee member. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. You heard what Mr. Mavinga said it really was unfortunate that the president had this lavish birthday bash in Mashingo. What is your response to that?
Firstly, I think I must say, well done to Mavinga for being in the United States right now in Washington, D.C. I hope as a Zimbabwean, he'll be able to go and express for us. He must hold a placard to say, Zibera must go because it's killing us here in Zimbabwe. The human rights aspect actually begins with America itself not being democratic to small nations like Zimbabwe. So I hope he's going to send a clear message that all these punitive measures that they seem to be putting across the president are actually not hurting the president, they're hurting us, the ordinary Zimbabweans. And if he so can manage to get that message across, then it will be all better for us here as Zimbabweans. But we are suffering because of dealings from these giants, the so-called giants of the world. So I hope he is going to be serious about that. But back then, if we come back home here, we had a lovely time in Mashingo on Saturday. And guess what? As if God was really looking at us closely, he smiled on Mashingo on that particular day. For the first time during this rainy season, Mashingo received quite a handful of rainfall. It was an amazing event. Even the local people there were alluding to that fact that they had never received rain ever since they began. It is so nice. You would actually see people walking in the rain without even regard for an umbrella or anything. Well, to them, it was such a blessing. And here coming with the man himself, RG Mugabe, when he landed in Mashingo, the heavens also opened up. So we left them with a bit of hope to say that at least they might be able to get some water for their domestic animals and pastures as well. I know that crop-wise, it's some sort of a write-off now, but at least if they can get water to drink and also for their animals, even better. So anyway, that was a day for the 21st February movement, a day for the youth, a day for the young ones. That day, probably people don't understand it. President Mugabe did not even spend a cent on it. He did not use any of his money to do that. It is the youth, the well-wishers, that came together, raised those funds to make sure that they come to fruition and become possible. Why? Because of the fundamental standings of that day. What it stands for is what exactly what we had gone there for. It stands for the youth. How we're supposed to live as young people of Zimbabwe, how we're supposed to follow our culture, how we're supposed to follow even the Christian way of respect, of being proper young people growing up in a setup, knowing that we are the future generation of this same country, Zimbabwe. So it was a day that we cannot avoid as the youth, and we are so grateful to the well-wishers and the Youth League itself that actually then went out of its way to make sure that that day was possible. So it must be put in context that that day was not a day misplaced, but it's a day to pave the way for our future generation, for the leaders of tomorrow. So there was nothing wrong with that. Yes, I heard Mr. Mavinga talk about the drought situation in the country, talking about the Joge Mkhosi saga. It's all things that are being taken care of. Government is trying to mobilize. Even America itself, through the several NGOs, is coming to play as well to try and help. We all appreciate that we're a global village. If people come in to help without a sinister motive, we are very much open to them to come in, and we all live together and help each other as brothers and sisters of this world, after all knowing that we are all but one creation from God. So, yes, that is there, but you must remember that there is a time for everything. There is a time, even the Bible says there is a time for this and that. And that was a time to commemorate the Day of the Youth. It's the 21st Labor Movement for the youth. It's just like in America, you've got the President Day, we've got the, what you call that, the Family Day or something like that. But that would be the time for that. And on Saturday, it was the time for the youth. That is why even on the VIP list, rather than us, the central government members or political members or ministers, we were actually sitting on the side, on the top table. It was the president and the young ones, because it is their day to educate them, to make them emulate the legacy of our iconic leader.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. You have heard from our pundits. There is Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF member, and we also have human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. Of course, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's birthday bash in Masvingo. Gibbs.
Silomnumzana ke blessing lapho kutwa Philemon. Baba Philemon, ngawunjani?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Siphila kakhulu. Yehlisa iradio yakho kancane ngoba iyasishaya lapha kungazani akusazwakali kuhle.
Hayi, kulungile.
Ye, untshele ngxa suyehlisile mnumzana Philemon.
Sengiyehlisile.
Ye, nathi udaba ungathini namhlanje?
Kuyangiso kusemasingo ngoba ngike ngaya kula abantu bemasingo bekhuluma ukuthi abantwana kabayanga ku-grade 1 ngendaba yendlala. So ukuthi u-president engayenza i-death day khona ngalethi abantu bajabulile abemasingo, akulanto enjalo.
Kodwa ubona ngizani okwenza ukuthi aye emasingo kungabe kuyini?
Alokana ndikubonile ukuthi liyana indawo elendlala kakhulu, wathi kaye bavala ngakhonoko ukuthi kungani uyabathanda ngalokhu akwenzileyo, but kungelanto ekhona.
Ngombono wakho sibili, ubona zani pho ngawekele ukwenza i-birthday kumbe nga uyenzile lo nyaka?
Alubana nje uthethe leyo mali wakhangela nje isigaba kade engasinika nje ukudla, ngoba indlala eseZimbabwe inzima, ifuna uhulumende iqinile.
Pho ubona ngazani-ke njengoba umongameli Robert Mugabe enze idili lakhe leli, akumelanga ukuthi nxa kufika isikhathi lesi bathatha imali bayifake khona ngale, kodwa imali le phela kukhanya zani vela ebantwini ngoba ayiveli kuhulumende.
Akunamali evela ebantwini kati. Kanti sela ningathi vele iwanziwe liyakhuluma umuntu imali le ngitshontshile.
Kuluma sizwe, ye, qhubeka.
Isela phela ungeza. Isela vela lingeza ke lithi lona li-right entweni eliyenzile. Ukuthi so elokhuzenini ekuboneni okuyabe kusenzakala elizweni babe lokhu besithi bona hhayi thina siyilokhu siyilokhu kubona into ziphambanise.
Kodwa-ke kungalungiswa njani manje khonokho izinto okuhluphayo ke mnumzana? Iye, qhubeka khona.
Leli lizwe leli seliyethule leli indorane yayiqinisa ithi liyabuswa zinyoni ngoba sakubona ukuthi ungulo muntu ongakuqondisi.
Kwehlulani, kwehlulani mnumzana Philemon.
Ha kunzi, kunzi.
Kwehlulani ukuthi ilizwe lilungiswe.
Njengoba kuyathiwa kuya kuma-election, ama-election angona engasebenzi. So vela kula nto eziyenza, uyawuzama ukuthi izindlovu ngereza.
Hayi siyakuzwa, koluka ihliza ngereza, kambe iyaphela yini ukuthi uqede uyihlize.
Uyayiqeda nini? Before into enzima leyo engabe ngikhuluma ngayo ukuthi nxa uzama ukuhliza izindlovu ngereza, uzama into engayenziyo, so singaze sibe kuma-election angona sithi yalungiswa. Akulanto elungayo ngoba vele konokuyana kuvele kuyehlala kusenzakala yikho kwenzakalayo.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Philemon, sibongele kakhulu. Ungaphi khonapho?
Lapha ngiselowa gwere esigabeni sedwaleni.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ungenele. Uphenduke phela ungasikhohlwa.
Hayi ndlala ngikhona, ngikhona emsakazweni.
Ye kunjalo ke mnumzana Philemon, sibongele kakhulu baba.
Dan ndiwe lempilo enhle.
Ye siyabonga kakhulu. So that was Mr. Philemon, he's in Lower Gweru. You were saying that, you know, it's a pity that the president had this party in Maswingo where some children cannot even go to school because of, you know, lack of money for school fees and drought. So he says it's a big pity. And he says generally the nation is in trouble because at the end of the day, even if there are elections, you know, these elections are rigged, according to him. Yeah.
Regati tore mwe mtereri, shumba nyamziwa magadi.
Makadi wenyu ikoko munofarei.
Hai, suvutiri wadi, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Vabo vangu, nyika iri kuchema nenzara, ende zvinosirisa kuti mari yakafambadzwa kuno kambira vamunoku kunofara uko vanhu vachema nenzara dzinonyatsika.
Asika vezanu PF vari kuti haisi mari yenyika iyi shumba nyamuziwa, vanhu vakati havo varida kupa kuitira bhavhudhe mutungamiri wenyika.
Zvakadii kuti mari iyoyo zvavo vaita nzi vokufonisa vanhu vari kufa nenzara. Yatimagine kuti izvinezvi ndatakateerera kuti mabhazi aingotorwa epa mazvikoro yazvinoswa ikoko zvaifoswa nazvimanikidze kubhadhara kuti mari yebhabhudhe yapurezidendi iwanike. Saka ipapo manje panorwadza kuti munhu womanikidzwa mumba hambina chikafu kuti ubhadhare mari yekuti vanhu vanofara uko. Hazvii zvinosuvisa chaizvoizvo. Hungu zvakanaka kuti nengi bhabhudhe ravo riite but otherwise yatitange taona kuti vanhu vaka vari kurarama here. Handifunga ndizvo chete ndaida kungotaura.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Tinoona kuti vanhu vari kurarama.
Tinotenda zvikuru Shumba.
Okay.
You heard from Shumba is saying that, you know, it's not bad. There's nothing wrong in celebrating the president's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, it's quite unfortunate, you know, because people are starving and you can't be seen to be celebrating, even if that money was donated by well-wishers.
Mm-hmm. I think you can hear the views of the people, Mr. Mavinga. And what's your reaction to, you know, generally what people are saying?
I think it makes a lot of sense that, you know, what is lacking around Mugabe is leadership and advisors who are bold enough to say, look, this is not right. We cannot be celebrating when the country is in the doldrums economically. Now, instead of the leaders in cabinet, in government, coming together to say, how do we save Zimbabwe, really? How do we improve the livelihoods? They are busy jostling for positions around Mugabe and trying to undo each other to endear themselves to Mugabe and not to the nation of Zimbabwe. So what you have now is an abandonment of Zimbabwe completely. So the country is on autopilot. Mugabe himself is now being led from one celebration to another. Recently, we had, you know, thousands of women, ZANU-PF supporters, being said to have come to celebrate that Mugabe was at the AU. These are pointless celebrations that should be set aside so that we have key priorities, which in Zimbabwe are how to feed 3 million starving Zimbabweans, how to improve the economy. We have millions of Zimbabweans leaving Zimbabwe trying to find you know, a living in South Africa or in Botswana, where they are being treated like second-class citizens and suffering, and there's xenophobia and things like that. So what we need is to get Zimbabwe working again. Mm-hmm. But now you have Mugabe thinking that celebrating his birthday is the in thing, is the primary thing, which it is not. It was important for Mugabe to have shown leadership by saying, yes, people may have donated or contributed voluntarily, but that money should be set aside and should be given to the needy communities, or even donate to a hospital and have a private, you know, a party at his house with his staff and his close family.
Mm-hmm.
This is completely unacceptable in a country that is suffering like Zimbabwe is. And mm-hmm. where the reason for such suffering is a lack of leadership from Mugabe and his cronies.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Honorable Chuma?
May I put this thing clear
mm-hmm.
so that people understand this?
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday in Masvingo, it was not just celebrating President Mugabe's birthday. His party, he did it with his immediate family in his house, and another one was held for him, a state house, by his office staff. That day is called a 21st February movement. It's a day for the youth, actually. That is why, even when you look at the program, the very most important person there is the young one. There's the small kids from primary school who come there as VIPs. 10 provinces from every 10 provinces of Zimbabwe. Those are the VIP kids. It's a day to commemorate the youth themselves. It's not an actual day to say just a birthday celebration for the president and it ends there. Yes, we chose that day, 21st February, because it's his birthday. But then the bigger picture is that we are communicating to the youth. We are saying, youth of Zimbabwe, you are the vanguard of Zimbabwe. You are the future of Zimbabwe. And here is the way that we think that if you follow, then you are going to be an exemplary leadership when your time comes. So it is purely a day for the young person of Zimbabwe. And therefore, it is then wrong for anybody to assume that we went to Masvingo just to celebrate the president's birthday. It was not the 21st. His party was held at State House, but there, we went there to say, as young people of Zimbabwe, here is an iconic leader who we can copy from, who we can emulate, who we can uphold his legacy, and then look forward to also doing better things tomorrow, because you only improve from what you have learned. So when we have learned through him, we can now become better people, better future presidents, better future ministers, better future political members, better leaders, civic leaders of the community, from the examples that have been set by our president. So that day is a movement for the young people. I hope that is clear.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. We'll give Mr. Mavinga just 1 minute to respond.
I want to strongly disagree and say,
mm-hmm.
you know, Zimbabwe, how can President Mugabe celebrate the youth when there are no opportunities for young people in Zimbabwe? Look, I was when I was born, a few months later, Mugabe became the leader of Zimbabwe in 1980. So I have actually expanded my youth. I'm no longer 35, I'm now 36, but I have no opportunities. Mugabe's team that he had in 1980 is still hanging on around him. So what do you, where is the place for the youth in the country? There is no space. We have been robbed of our youth. We have been robbed of opportunities in Zimbabwe. If you want to make it, you have to leave your country, because in Zimbabwe, there is no space for the youth. There is space for Robert Mugabe, and Robert Mugabe. Since 1980, now 36 years in one position, and there are some who have also been in different positions who are past retirement but do not give opportunities to young people. So what kind of celebration is that? The so-called average ZNPF youth is an old man or an old woman. So what we are saying is that let us not try to pretend that there is commitment to the youth in the country, because there is no space for the youth in Zimbabwe. There is need to change that. And the only way to honor the youth for President Mugabe is to empower, in practical terms, the youth in terms of leadership in government, in terms of leadership in politics, and in terms of leadership in reviving the economy.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. In, I think so and so come nantilap. What in that again? Umnumzana, Uipitule, Maposa, Osekuen. Mamaposa, Wamjani? Mamaposa, we are Nizwa, Kumba, Ongizwa, Kunabekuen. Unjan, Maposa. Oh, Valerian Lani, let you like connect to San Lakonap. Yeah, so valid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what did you want to order?
Hello?
What did you want to order? Look among a man, Robert Mkabe. Eh, what did you like? Like
well, I think
as a nation and by a president of the country. Where you find a 92-year-old spending as much as $800,000 on a day-to-day basis, where we have a nation of people, we have a nation in schools that are not going to school because of starvation, we have a nation of children who are going to school on thank you so much. Yet a 92-year-old is celebrating a day-to-day in 6 months on one day. And we understand, I heard there are about 42 heads of cattle that were slaughtered there. It was the aid that you can put monetary value in that. Quite a lot of money that could have paid a whole district or maybe two, three, four districts in a province. The choice of Masingo as well is a venue for debate. There is a lot of eyeballs. You say that. To clean his less charities. They are now putting their succession to make them as a national matter. We all know that Masindo is against the G4C, which is a member of, and we all know Masindo is behind Emerson Mnangagwa and choosing Masindo. In a way, they actually forced them to maybe cut their ties to Mnangagwa, or maybe say allegiance because from Mnangagwa. But then we also look at the president himself. He's 92, and we have youth who are clamoring, who are actually pushing for his day to be a holiday, a national holiday. And we come to the issue of the nation that is ignored, that is not prioritized to the work of the youth. We have not been given more opportunities to excel as youth. You know, we have got more opportunities to be economically active as youth of Zimbabwe. Even if you look at the cabinet of Zimbabwe, we all know that those people are past the so by death. Most of the people who make up the cabinet. And
Thank you very much, Mr. Maposa. I think he's met his point and his phone is just cut off. But he made a point here that, the president may have celebrated in a wrong place, like what Mr. Vinga said and others. So, Slomnum Zanumoyo got to start to see me, Scarlet Stati.
Honorable Chuma, please do stay on the line. Do you have another caller there?
Yeah, Lomnumzana Umoyo, Baba Moyo. Hold on there, we're coming back to you.
And of course, for our radio listeners, unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, stay tuned to Zimbabwe.